In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, there are two observations to be made about today's Gospel. The first is about Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Well, and some people say, she was sick, and then he cured her just so that she could get up and wait on them? That's a horrible thing to do. Well, that wasn't why he cured her, that was just a consequence. You would be right to point out, because of this, that Simon Peter was married. And some people will say for that, well, the first pope was married, then why can't priests and bishops be married? Well, they can, up to a degree. It is possible for a married man to be ordained. It is not the common practice in the Latin Rite of the Church, except with converts from Episcopalianism and a couple of other churches. But it happens in the Greek Catholic churches. A man who is already married, now notice there's a big distinction, already married, can be ordained a deacon or a priest. But if his wife dies, he cannot remarry. And with regards to bishops, you know, they never appoint a married man a bishop, though this did happen in apostolic and early times, because you're dealing with converts, and just about everyone was married. But what's really important about this is, why would Simon's mother-in-law be the one waiting on them? Wouldn't that be Simon's wife's job? Well, it would be, except for the fact that Simon's wife is probably dead. And so that's why she is the one doing the duties of hospitality. And so Simon Peter was a widower. The other point is, why wouldn't Jesus let the demons proclaim that he is the Son of God? Why did not just Jesus silence the demons, but why did he also tell people not to talk about his miracles or not to say that he's the Son of God? Well, it's because when they heard Jesus is the Son of God or Jesus is the Messiah, they had all sorts of strange ideas of what the Messiah would do. We remember that one incident where they wanted to carry him away and crown him king. They thought that's what the Messiah would be. The Messiah would be an earthly king. And Jesus didn't want them to do that because his kingship is entirely different. It is a cosmic kingship. And the way he is our king, the way he comes into his kingdom, is by suffering for us and dying. So just two little trivial things from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.